kina. That's where the semel of kina, like the place that people have kina, the malach of kina, that's where he was standing. Then you know, the people have kina, have jealousy one to the other. Hey, Shom Moshav semel hakina hamakne. And he came in with me to the chotzer of the Beis Hashem Panimis. And the opening of the Heichal Hashem. He saw that in this place between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there were 25 people standing there. He's mamish in the Heichal between the Ulam, right outside the Heichal. He's by the opening of the Heichal between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that there were 25 people standing there, and Achureyem al Heichal Hashem, their back were facing the Heichal. Upineyem Kedma, Memela, their face was facing towards east, because the Mariv was where the Shekhinah was. So if their backs were towards Mariv, their face was towards the east. Feheima Mishtachavim Kedma, and they were bowing down to the east side, Lashamish. They were mamish bowing down to the sun. No, they were doing avodah zarah kamat. Mamish near the Heichal, in the Beis Hamikdash, these 25 people, like Rishoyim, they were bowing down towards the sun. So the Gemara mimashma shenema, since the Pasuk says, O Pneim Kedmo, that their face was facing towards the east side. So once I know they were facing towards the east side, Eini yodeya shachareyim al Heichal Hashem, don't I know that their backs was towards the Marav, was towards the Heichal? Like if you're facing towards the east, so mainly your back is towards Mariv, where the Heichal was. Why does the Pasuk have to say like a double Oshim? Their back was towards the Mariv, and their face was towards the east. What do you got to say both ways for? Elo ma Talmud loyma, achureyem al Heichal Hashem. What does the Pasuk mean that their backs was towards the back of the Heichal? Melameid shohoyu poirin atzmon. They mamish like were, or they uncovered themselves, they uncovered their backs. Voyim atzrizin, and they mamish like making their kalpe mata. Mamish, they mamish were like letting the weight come out of the body, mamish in front of Hashem. That's what they were doing. Like mamish to oivir avay the zora, as if to like go kineged Hashem. Is omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told le Michoel, to the Malach Michoel, sircha umosecha. Your umma is your am, Klai Yisrael, sircha, they're doing chatoim, they're bad to me. So Vaisas Michoel, he's the Malach, he's the Malach of the Klai Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to complain to Michoel, you should know, look what the Klai Yisrael was doing. The mam is standing there in the Heichal Hashem, near the Heichal Hashem, and the mam is doing such misa zachin, and the mishtach bin Lashemesh. This is why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wanted to come and be chorav to the Beis HaMikdash. Is Omar Lefonov, so Michoel, the Malach Michoel said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayne Shaloylam, Dayo La Toivim Shebehem. True, there's some Rishoyim here, people are doing bad, but I call upon them, you have a lot of tzaddikim. So because of the tzaddikim of Klai Yisrael, let them stay alive. Don't destroy Klai Yisrael now. It's kedai to have Klai Yisrael because of the Toivim Shebem, the tzaddikim. Is Omaloi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no, Ani Seref Oysam U L'Toivim Shebem. They're doing such bad chatoim that I'm going to burn them, Klai Yisrael, with the Toivim Shebem. Both of them, I'm going to destroy both of them now. They're doing such big chatoim. Mamish in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azorah, the Mishtachvim Lashemesh, and they're doing such misa zachin, they destroyed it, they deserve to be clear. Be wiped out. Is miyad right away. Vayyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo'ish, Elo'ish, the Pasuk is Elo'ish, Vayyim Elo'ish, Levush Habadim, the Malach that was wearing the white clothing. So Rashi says, Levush Shabbat Matap Rashi, Hu Gavriel B'Sefer Daniel. That's the Malach Gavriel. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to talk to Gavriel. He's the Malach of Eish, always, Gavriel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted now the Malach of Eish, Gavriel, he should go and burn up Klai Yisrael. Is Vayoymer Elish, Levush Shabbatim. Vayoymer, Boy El Beinos LaGalgol. Go in between the wheel, the Galgol. El Tachas LaKruv, till underneath the Kruv. And fill up your hands full of coals, of hot coals. That's what you should do. Mi benes lakruvim, from in between the kruvim, v'zozroik eloir, and throw it on the city, throw it on the Yerushalayim. Wipe out, kill out the whole Yerushalayim. Burn off the whole Yerushalayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malach Gavriel to do. is Vayovoi Li'enoi Miyad. And Vayovoi Li'enoi Miyad, it came in front of his eyes right away. So what does it say? What did Gavriel do? Vayishlach HaKruv Es Yodoi. So the Kruv now, because the Neil did not listen to Hashem really. It wasn't Gavriel. It wasn't Gavriel himself that took the coals, but rather the Pasuk says, Vayishlach HaKruv Es Yodoi. The Kruvim, in itself, took out its hands like, and took a handful of coals. Mibenus LaKruvim, Eloesh, Asher Benus LaKruvim, Vayiso, Vayiten Al-Chofnei Luvosh Abadim. And now, it, the Kruvim, it itself picked up these coals and put it into the hands of Gavriel. In other words, Gavriel himself did not take the hot coals, but rather the coals were cooled off a little bit, because it was touched by an in-between hand. As the Kruvim itself had like hands, and it stretched out the hands, and it took these coals and put the hot coals into the hands of Gavriel. But I co-pointed by doing this, the coals cooled off a little bit. Is Vayikach V'yetzei. So now Gavriel took these coals and went outside, and he threw it on Yerushalayim. Is Omer Rabbi Chono Bar Bizno, Omer Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Il Moloi Lo Nitzanenu Gicholim Miyodin Shokruv LiYodin Shagavriel. You should know if this didn't take place, if it wasn't for the fact that the coals cooled off a little bit, from the fact it was taken from the hands of the Kruv and given over to the hands of Gavriel. He said, not really that Gavriel himself came and took the coals, so now it cooled off a little bit. If it wouldn't have been for this cooling off, is Le'nishtaru Misenayim Shah Yisrael Sarav Apolid. There wouldn't have been any Yid left over. He said, all the Jews would have been wiped out. In other words, really the Eish, the coals, were supposed to be so hot that those hot coals that they would have been thrown on top of Yishlayim by the Churban Abayis, everybody would have been wiped out. Now, because of the Kruvim, that it took the coals, and Gavriel wasn't makpid to take the coals in his own hands, he took the coals out of the hands of the Kruv, so the coals cooled off a little bit. And about it wasn't that hot, so when it went down, it only made the Churban Abayis, but it didn't kill out the whole Klal Yisrael. Oksiv, the Pasuk says, "Fihine Yoish, Lovu Shabadim," that this person Gavriel that was wearing the white clothing, Asher Hakeses B'Mosnov, he had like the ink part, the ink desk, in his hands, B'Mosnov in his thighs. Meshiv Dover, he was bringing back the words. Lamer, he was telling like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Sisi Kashet Sibisoni. You should know I did the way you told me. So after Gavriel went and took these coals and threw it down on Yerushalayim, he went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should know, I did the way you told me. Is Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that B'yoyse Shoah, at that time, Hoitziu LeGavriel, they took, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Malachim there, took Gavriel, Me'achurei HaParagud, they took him out of the Pargud, out of the, like, behind the curtain, they took him out of the Machna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took him out of the curtain there, O'machyuhu, and they gave him Pech, Shisin Pulsa Denura, 60 fires, lightning of fire. That's what hit him. He was hit with 60 lightnings of fire. She sent pulsi denura, like sparks of fire. That's how they gave him clip. Shashi pulsi denura, makola shalor. He got hits, whips of fire. That's what they gave the punishment back to Gavriel. Why did he get his punishment? Omrele, they told him, Eloi avdeh loy avarata. If you didn't do anything, okay, you didn't do. Or be avarata, if you did do it, amar lo avarata, kipiktu decho. Why didn't you do it the way you were supposed to, the way I told you to? In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that he himself was supposed to take the coals himself and throw it on Yerushalayim, and he didn't do that. He let the Kruv give him the coals, and the course that it was cooled off a little bit, so he didn't do exactly what Hashem told him. So since Gavriel did not do exactly what Hashem told him, this is the punishment he got. V'yoyd, another time to have on you, the Yavarato, lest l'cho, even though you did it, whatever you did, don't you know, that the klal is, ain meshivin ala kukolo, you're not supposed to come back and tell something bad, you don't tell people about a klolo. Here also, you're not supposed to report back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you did it, since what you did is a klolo, you went like to make a churban, to burn, to throw fire down on your shalayim, so it's a klolo. The klal is you don't tell back reports, bad reports. So now the second time there's something you did wrong. What did you have to report back to Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Rashi says, Kit Pukadecho, Shetei Ato Noitel Gecholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriel he himself should have taken the coals. Mi beinus lakruvim, in between the kruvim. V'yatar matar el akruv l'sita l'cho. And you by stois, as you Gavriel told the kruv to give it to you. So it was a time upon Gavriel. It wasn't that the kruv itself gave it to Gavriel. Gavriel told the kruv, you hand me over the coals. So it was a time of why didn't you listen to Hashem? So that's why he got these 60 claps of fire. Fighter, so Gemara says now, what did they do? So they threw Gavriel out of the pargud. He was taken away from out of the mechitzas of Hashem. Is asiyuha ledoiviel shora de pasoi v'yukme bechikoi. They took now this sar, this malach, doiviel, which he's the head, the sar of pasoim, that the mazel of pras is always the doiv is a bear. So they took like this malach of the bear, v'yukme bechikoi, and they put him now in the place of Gavriel. For 21 days he was in charge. He was like now the Malach to give Peronius. Gavriel, he's the Malach Eish. Then he got to give Peronius, that gives punishment. So now this Malach of Duviel, the Tsar, the head of Pras, took over. For 21 days he was in charge. Hainu Dechsiv, that's what the Pasuk says. V'sar Malchus Poras. Oymed Lenegdi. Esrim V'yechudjoin. That for 21 days, the Tsar, the Malach of Pras, he was standing in front of me. Now Michoel, he's the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, from the Malachim that were there at the beginning, he came to help me out. And I was standing near the Malchi Pras. Yeah. So they gave over to him to rule over 21 Malachim, and that, like kingdoms. And this place also, Parvosa de Mashiach, another place. The Rashi says, Nomul Shekarim Port. They came over this port. The Nomul, the port where the ships come in, they gave them this also. Is Omar, so what did the Tsar do now, the Duvio, when he was in charge? What did he do? He said, Ksivuli Yisrael Biachargram. Like, I'm in charge now, so I want now even the Yidin should have to give me taxes. They should also have to pay taxes. They should have to pay to me the taxes. Is Kisvuloi, and Kis. Kisvulei, they wrote it down like that. That now Christ doesn't have to pay taxes to this Malach. Ksivuli Rabbonin Biachargo, he wasn't satisfied just with the Klal Yisrael. He wanted even the Talmid Chachomim, they should also have to pay taxes. That's what he wanted from them. Is Kosvuli V'idne Deboyer L'michtam, so he said, write it down. Now at the time when they wanted to sign that degree, is Omad Gavriel Me'achuraya Pargud. Now Gavriel woke up from and back of the pocket, he was taken out. He wasn't in charge anymore. He was behind the curtain. But now he came up. The Yorman, he said like this in front of Hashem. Shov lochem mashkime kum. Like it's in vain. These people that get up early and meyachra shevis, people go to sleep late. Oichle lechem huatzovim. They eat the bread that they don't work for. Kein yiten lididoi shena. Also they give lidido, my close people, shena, asleep. What does that mean? Ma ken itul nididoi shena. What does that mean? We should give to the beloved people like sleep. Is Omer Rab Yitzchok Elo nishusayim shal Talmidei Chachamim. This is talking about the wives of Talmidei Chachamim. She menadidoi shina b'olam hazeh. That in this world they stay up late. They wait for the husbands to come home, and they don't go to sleep so early. So they don't sleep so much in this world. Is v'zoychas l'olam habo. And they'll be zoychas l'olam habo to sleep good in l'olam habo. Is so Mela Gavriel wanted like not to give taxes to the Talmidei Chachamim. It's always a klal. Talmid Chachamim is always potter from paying taxes. And they didn't listen to him. This Duviel didn't listen to him. Is all malafon of Ribbono Shel Olam. So now Gavriel wanted to complain straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Rashi. Rashi says, Akag, Rashi says, Shov lechem, Klema, Klum, Klema, Mumas, Liyas, Chachamim, Nusum, Yeah. Right, it's Omel Fonov, Gavriel. Omel Fonov now. So Gavriel now said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if all the Chachmim Maserlim, the Chachmas Naim, would be on one side of the scale, and Daniel Ish Chamudais, the Kavshneir, and the Tzadik Daniel would be on the other side of the scale, Lenimsa Machrias Kulam, wouldn't he weigh out everybody? So in other words, like a real now is complaining to Hashem, have Rachmanos on the Talmidei Chachamim. Don't let this Duvio write such a degree that even the Talmidei Chachamim are going to have to give taxes. Is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Mi hu zeh? Who is this person? This Malach Gavriel, she malamed schus abonaim, that has been malamed teaching schus good for Klal Yisrael. Is Omar Lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam Gavriel? They told him, Mishnah is Gavriel. Is Omar Lehem Yovi? So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, bring Gavriel back in again. Shenema, this is the pasuk now, Vani Bosi Bidvarecho, that the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, it's because of your words that I spoke about you, that I was a Malach Mitzchus on Klal Yisrael, that they put me back into position. So now Gavriel came back in. That's from the first pasuk we started out, Vani Bosi Bidvarecho. I came into position now, Gavriel came back in again, because of the words that he spoke about Daniel. Rashi says, Bosi Bidvarecho, Al Shedibati Bechor, that I spoke about you, I was Malamed Chus, I spoke about you good. So mainly because of that, I was Zerchot to come back. So that's what the Pasuk means, Vani Bosi Bidvarecho. I came back because of you. Omalahu Lyle, so I told him, come in. Ayelua, he came in. Also, so when Gavriel came in front of the paragraph now, in front of Hashem, like in front of the Mechitzis, is also Ashke Chelo Daviel, the Nokod Lady Igrito Biyodi. He saw now that the Malach Daniel, the Doviel, was holding that letter in his hand. In other words, the letter that he saw, that he had signed already, wanted to have signed, that even the Talmid Chachamim had to give taxes, is Boyo Lemirma Minei. So Gavriel wanted to grab it away from Doviel, like rip it up. Is Bola. So Doviel swallowed it up. He swallowed up the degree. So exactly what this means, we don't know. Malachim, what they swallowed up, but no. Ika the army, some say, Michta Vevik Siva. Doviel Taka has a degree written up. It was written up, the Ksav, that the Talmid Chacham are going to have to give taxes. Of a Michtam Lehevi Chosmin, but it wasn't signed yet. And the army, some say no. Av Michtam Nami Evi Chosma. That degree was already signed also. Of a Kidabole Mochag Law Minei. But when Doviel swallowed up the Ksav, he erased the Chsima. Again, whatever that means. Mashma, when you have the Chsima, you can't go connected. You have to erase the Chsima. So the kids, when he swallowed it up, that's when the chsima was erased. Is haino de machusa de pras iko de yoyev kargo vikad lo yoyev kargo. It's because it was erased when he swallowed it up. That's why in malchay pras now, some people do have to give taxes and some don't have to. In other words, the degree was not given out completely because it was swallowed up and erased a little bit. I went out, and now he went up to the Tsar of Yovan, of Greek. So, Maraboy, oi, oi, for Lekha the Ashkech Bey. He like screamed, oi, vei, and nobody listened to him. In other words, to say that when it comes when the Romans are going to rule over Klal Yisrael, then it's going to be Gefelech. When the Pasoyim rule over Klal Yisrael, it wasn't so Gefelech, like we said. Gavriel was matzo them a little bit. But when it came to the time when the Greeks took over, that was Gefelech. Then, boy, oi, oi, for lack of the Ashkech vein. Even though he was crying, help, help, but nobody listened. Connected the Romans, we weren't saved. Right. Vi boy, yisema. So the bio we have a raya, the shalom was, how do we know rechitza is called an inui? So we came out from the postage of Daniel that it says, v'soich le'sachti, a double ushin, he meant to say, not only didn't he rub himself, but he didn't wash himself. So that's how we know washing yourself is also called an inui, that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, "Viboy yisema." I have another pshat now. Viboy yisema rechitza dikri inui minolon. How do I know that, like, not washing yourself is called giving yourself pain? Mehachon from another pasuk. Deyachsiv uliyaviyaser hakoyin Omer Hamelech onosois leich el sodecha. Like, go to your fields. Ki yishmo besatom. You're a dead person. Obaviyoy mazel lo emisecho. But right now, I don't want to kill you. Because that's what Shlomo Melech was telling him, that since when my father David was alive, you helped him carry the Yaron Hashem. And you also had pain, and all the pains my father had. So now you see what David Melech did is called Inui. Now, David, what does the Potter say about David? What type of an Inui did David do? The people said, Roev Oyev, I'm very hungry. Voyev, I'm very weak. I'm very tired. Vitzomei, and I'm very thirsty. Bamidbar, in the midbar. Now, Roev, hungry means milechem. He did not eat bread. That's called one inui. Not eating bread, that's called inui. Vitzoma, he was thirsty. Mimayim, mashmi, did not drink. That's another inui. Ayef, what does it with? What does it mean? Ayef is like weak. He's like tired. Mimai lav rechitza. Ayef means like you're oiskamatit. From what? Because he didn't wash himself. He didn't take a shower. So the more name v'dilma minilas asandal. Maybe it means ayef. He was weak, like because he wasn't wearing shoes. That's why. But maybe rechitza is not mashma. So you don't have a clear raya that not washing yourself is called an inui. Elom Rav Yitzchak Mihocha, from another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Mayim korim al nefesh ha'yefa," that cold water comes down on a nefesh ha'yefa. So you see, nefesh ha'yefa goes on without water. Like water, cold water should come down upon a nefesh ha'yefa. So you see, without having rechitza, it makes you ha'yefa. So when David the Melech said that like he had ha'yefa there, he was oyef. It means pasuk for not washing himself. Tired. Shashi, mayim korim al nefesh ha'yefam, alma mechitza mikri yoyif. You become weak, tired from not washing yourself. V'loy minilat ha'sandol, v'korim la'inu, d'chsir v'chol ha'asher ha'sano, ovi. So that's the raya that not washing yourself is called an inui. For the more again, no, maybe here v'dilma mishtiya, maybe it means from drinking. It's al nefesh ha'yefam. That from this pasuk, maybe means no from drinking. Maybe he was weak, he was tired because he didn't drink. And the Gemara meek siv the nefesh ha'yefam. Does it say the water came into the nefesh like from drinking water? Al nefesh ha'yefik siv. It went on top of the body. Mashma like he didn't take a shower. So you see, not washing yourself, that's called an inui. So that's how we know so far sicha and rechita. For the Gemara unilas asanda minolan. The Mishnah says another inui, you're not allowed to wear shoes that has leather on Yom Kippur. How do we know that's called an inui? That's called putting pain to your body. The Yechsi of the Pasuk says by David, V'David oyle b'malo azesim, oyle uvoichem, v'rosh loy chofui, v'hoylech yochuf. That his head was like uncovered, and he was going also barefoot. Yochuf mimai, what does it mean he was like, was uncovered? Lav menilas asandol, he was going without shoes. And we had by David before that what he did was inui. Moses says, no, v'dilma mesusia umetakya. Maybe it means he was going barefoot, doesn't really mean without shoes. It means he had to walk without a horse and without a whip. He didn't have a metak, he didn't have a whip with him. So that's called he was going like barefoot. But not really without shoes, maybe he was wearing shoes, just meant for him to have to walk. That's called the big inui. Elohim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Mihoch, from this pasuk. Pasuk in Shayoyu. Leich ufasach to asak, meyal mos necho. His go and take off. Like open up the sack. Miyal mustecha from your thighs. Unalecho tachlos miyal raglecho. And take off the shoes from your feet. See the pasuk says. Vayas kein hoylech orum vayochav yochav. He was going that way orum, like not wearing anything, and he was going yochav barefoot. So vayta poshen mashmer was going without shoes. It says like. Take off your shoes and now you become yochuf. So mashma yochuf means without shoes. What do you mean you're bare? Lav menilas asandla means you're bare foot without wearing shoes. So the more no, v'yema b'meloyim hametoloyim. Maybe it means he was wearing shoes, but they had holes, patches in the shoes. That's what it meant. Nilo teimochi, if you don't say like this, orim, that's what it says, he went orim, undressed. Orim, mamish, doesn't mean mamish, not wearing any clothing. That can't be. Ella bivgodim b'luyim. He meant he went with torn clothing that had patches on it. Hizachinami b'meolim hamatuloyim. It means he went with shoes that has patches on it. But again, we have Mariah, he went barefoot. So you have Mariah, Yochav means without shoes. So how do we know going without shoes is called an inui? Elom Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Mehocha. Pasuk says, Menor raglecha meyichov. Like hold your feet back from going barefoot. In other words, don't go barefoot. Ugranecha mitzimeya. And don't let your throat go thirsty. Or don't hold water back from your throat. Menoy atzmecho min achet. And hold yourself back from doing a chet. That means, kidei shlo yovi raglechol deyichov. In order that your regal, your feet should not go barefoot. In other words, if you do chatoyim, you become poor, you won't have shoes. Shrashi beseischo begoyla. You'll have to go into golus. If you do chatoyim, you'll have to go into golus, and then you're not going to have shoes. Nanoi l'shoncha medvor metelim. Keep watch your tongue from not talking dvor metelim. Kadesh lo yovei groincha l'day tzoma. That you don't have to come to thirst. So that's the right here that Yochav means not wearing nilas hasan, not wearing shoes. So there we see, but David HaMelech also meant Yochav, he went without shoes. And we know what David did is called an inui. So merely we know going without shoes is called inui, is called you're putting yourself into pain. And that's our drasha on Yom Kippur also. It's also to wear shoes that has leather on it. By the then, Tashma Shamita. The Mishnah said, not the fifth thing that sorcerer is to have Tashma Shamita, to be with your wife. The Yved Gemara, the Ikri Inu Minolon, how do we know that, like, not having Tashmish is called putting pain to your body? The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Im Tanes Benoistai, like Lovin told Yaakov, he made him swear, like, I don't want you to make Inu to Painik to put pain to my daughters. The Yim Tikach Noshim, he told him two things. Im Tanes Benoistai, don't, like, put pain to my daughters, and don't marry other wives. The Yim Tikach Noshim, yeah. So what did Lovin mean to say?